In a very promising outlook for 2020, Louis Christopher from SQM Research is predicting that the dwelling prices could rise from between 7 and 11% next year. Louis joins us. G'day, Louis. How are you doing?
Good, thank you, Kevin. How are you?
Mate, I'm fantastic, thank you. Now, this is on the back of your housing boom and bust report, which is out for 2020. We'll talk a little bit more about that and tell you how you can get it in a moment. What's behind your prediction for next year, Louis?
Oh, it's a combination of factors, mainly that we're expecting a real big turnaround in Sydney and Melbourne from the falls that have been recorded early this year and in 2018. So for Melbourne, we're predicting that prices are likely to rise in 2020 between 11 to 15% and Sydney to rise between 10 to 14%. So that's driving the national 7 to 11% forecast result. But we are actually predicting for our rises for most cities except for Darwin. So we think overall it's going to be a good year, and it's going to be driven by the existing cuts in interest rates that we've had, and importantly that the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, otherwise known as APRA, is not going to step into the market to try and slow the market down as they have done in previous cycles. They'll hold off next year and let the market run. Plus a combination of looking at more leading indicators. We think the market's moving now in Sydney and Melbourne. I think the evidence has been there actually for some months. We basically are forecasting that current movement we're seeing is going to continue well into 2020.
You mentioned right at the top there too about Darwin not travelling all that well. What's likely to happen there in 2020? You predicted?
Yes, Darwin's been struggling now for a few years, and it's been as a direct result of some key projects that were completed in Darwin and no project renewals or no new projects, commodities, gas-orientated projects coming through. And that's hit the economy big time. Basically last year the Northern Territory Treasury forecasted that the Northern Territory economy would have a recession, and I thought that was very gutsy of Treasury to actually say that, given all the political pressure they would have been under. So things have been bad in Darwin. We do think the outlook is looking better for the economy, but there is a lot of stock to be absorbed between now and prices rising. So we think it will be another bad year for Darwin in terms of house prices. The prediction is that prices will fall between -5% to -2%.
And of course, in your report, you put forward four different scenarios. Even yes. The worst scenario for Perth would indicate that it's probably going to be fairly stable, but best case scenario is that it's a fairly good turnaround.
Yes, the reality is where we sit today, Kevin, is that Perth housing prices are now lower than where they were in 2009. So it's been a long period for the market, long drawn out downturn overall. But on the flip side of this is that Perth is offering very, very good value right now. If you are of the view that the US and China are going to sort out that the tentative agreement they have is going to roughly stick for next year, Perth should do rather well indeed, because we're already recording a rise in commodity prices. We're already recording a big turnaround in some of the mining towns on the Northwest Shelf, such as Karratha. And we're also already recording tightening rental vacancy rates in Perth. And so let's keep in mind it was the rental market that led the Perth market into a downturn to begin with, and our bet is that the rental market's going to lift the Perth housing market out of its current downturn.
Mm. Adelaide, another interesting cap city that I like to watch as well, and you're predicting, you know, best-case scenarios. It's not going to improve a lot, but it's a fairly... What's the word? Moderate market, really, Adelaide, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a flat to moderate market for a number of years in Adelaide, and it's in part as a result of the fact that, look, Adelaide's not really picking up a lot of migration each year. So the country receives a lot of migration each and every year, but the bulk of that migration, that international migration, goes to Sydney and Melbourne and then to a lesser extent Brisbane. Adelaide really doesn't pick up any of that new migration at all. So population growth rates in Adelaide have been fairly flat for a long time now. And then, of course, Adelaide's been struggling with the local economy to some extent, nowhere near as bad as Darwin, of course. Mm-hmm. But with the closure of the automobile industry, that probably hasn't helped things too much. But that said, the economy's done a little bit better than what we thought. Vacancy rates are falling in Adelaide and rents are actually rising, so it's been a pretty good landlord's market in 2019. But at the moment, we know there's still a lot of surplus stock for sale on the market, and with all that surplus stock, it's hard to see prices really rise significantly next year.
Another market that I wanted to pick on just before I let you go, and that is Hobart. And, you know, we've seen a great run out of Hobart in the last couple of years.
Yes.
Are many people predicting that it's probably going to come to an end? But you're painting another picture for Hobart for next year.
I can understand why others may well predict it should come to an end, and I think it will come to an end in time. Indeed, we're stating this year that, look, yes, prices are looking set to rise again, but we're placing a lot of caution on Hobart. We think the easy wins have already been there to be had by investors, and the risks are going up on that. People who do buy next year will be buying pretty close to the peak. That said, we love the Tasmanian economy right now. It's been going gangbusters. But there's just a number of factors there which do suggest to us that the peak is coming soon. We're seeing a rise in construction activity as well, so we know there's going to be a surplus of stock at some point, probably 2021. But yeah, for next year, prices may well rise, but I think that could be it for Hobart, Kevin.
Well, what a great summary that's been, Louis. Thank you very much. Louis Christopher is the Managing Director of SQM Research. And I've got to tell you that the Christopher Housing Boom and Bust Report for 2020 is available right now. Full breakdown on every postcode in the country, covering current market statistics and its postcode investor ratings. Full report, you can pick it up right now by going to sqmresearch.com.au. Louis Christopher, always a great insight, my friend. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Kevin.